今天下午我们来查考教会就是神的殿。
This afternoon we shall study together. The church is a temple of God.
教会是新约时代的用语。
The church actually is a term emerged in the New Testament time.
所以旧约圣经找不到教会这两个字。
Therefore, if you open the pages of the Old Testament, you will not find this term church.
那神的殿是旧约时代的用语。
The temple of God is the jargon used in the Old Testament.
我们要了解新约时代教会的意义，教会的功能，就是要借着我们对旧约时代圣殿的了解来明白。
In order to understand the real meaning and the function of the church in the New Testament time, we have to search into the meaning of the temple of God in the Old Testament.
在旧约时代，以色列百姓他们信仰的中心。就是神的殿。
The temple of God in the Old Testament time, for the Jews particularly, that was the focus of their faith.
所以，但以理被掳到巴比伦的时候，他每一天祷告就是，窗户开向耶路撒冷。
When Daniel was in captivity, he prayed to the Lord daily, with his window opened toward the toward Jerusalem.
为什么要面对耶路撒冷？
Why did he face Jerusalem as he prayed?
因为耶路撒冷有神的殿。
Because that was where the temple of God was located.
那么神的殿就是神临到的地方。
The temple of God is where the presence of God is found.
虽然他们被掳在外邦，
even though they were in captivity,
他们的
alien land,
心思意念还是一直挂念着耶路撒冷。
But their thoughts were lingered in the old city, Jerusalem.
他们想要回到耶路撒冷。
They desired and longed to return one day.
因为在耶路撒冷有神的殿。
Because it was there where the temple of God was found.
所以整个以色列民族不能够离开耶路撒冷。
Therefore, the entire nation of Israel could never depart from Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷有神的殿。
Because the temple of God was there.
今天这个神的殿就是新约时代的教会。
The temple of God in the Old Testament time is the church.Of today.
我们每一个人就是属灵的以色列民。
And we, in each one of us, in spirit, is an Israelite.
所以神的殿，教会是我们生活的中心。
Therefore, the church will also be the focus, the center of our lives.
我们这些属灵的以色列百姓没有办法离开神的殿来生活。
Those Israelites in spirit like ourselves can never live without the temple of God or the church.
所以以色列百姓他们不但想望神的殿，他们一提到神的殿，心里就高兴。
The Israelites not only longed for the temple of God, they found delight when even the name was mentioned.
那这个神的殿有几个特性
？The temple of God has a number of special traits.
第一个就是圣经讲到神的殿，常常提到说神的殿是建筑在高山上。
In the Bible, as we learned, the temple of God was often erected on the high mountain.
先看以赛亚书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah, chapter 2.
第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2, in the book of Isaiah.
一直到第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山必坚立，高呼诸山，高举过万岭，万民都要流归这山。第三节。
Verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。这一段日子说，末后的日子将要发生的情形。
These verses tell us the things which will happen in last days.
好，末后的日子就是指耶稣再来以后。
In the last days, of course, refers to after the coming of Jesus.
但是末后的日子更指着真教会出现以后。
It refers specifically to the emergence of the true church.
那么耶和华殿的山，这个殿跟山连在一起讲，就是殿盖在高山上。
In verse 2, the mountain of the Lord's house. See, the mountain and house are used together here.
那么这个盖在高山上的这个殿啊，很多人都要来追求。
And many people will come to admire its beauty.
那么第三节就讲。 我们要登耶和华山，奔雅各神的殿。啊，这里把山跟殿又连在一起了。
Verse 3, the second half reads, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Again, the word house and mountain are used together.
那在这里要领受神的教训。
It is there where they shall receive the teachings of the ways of God.
来明白神的旨意。
And to understand His will.
那在以西结书里面，以西结看到异象。
In the book of Ezekiel, you remember Ezekiel saw a vision.
啊，先看以西结书。
Let us turn to that book, the book of Ezekiel.
40章。
Chapter 40.
在中文圣经1022页，旧约圣经。
It's book of Ezekiel, chapter 40.
以西结书四十章第一节。
Chapter 40, verse 1 in the book of Ezekiel.
我被掳掠第25年，耶路撒冷城攻破后第14年，在正在年初月之初十日，耶和华灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。第二节。
Verse 2.
在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边仿佛有一座城建立。再看第五节。
Verse 5.
我见殿的四围有墙，那人手拿着亮度的杆。这个地方说以西结真是在看意象。
Ezekiel saw a vision here in these verses.
看到高山上有一座城。
And he saw a city located on the high mountain.
但第五节马上说他看到殿，所以这个殿是在这个城里面。
And in verse 5, and behold a wall on the outside of the house round about.
所以以西结的看到异象也讲圣殿盖在高山上。
Once again, the house of God is erected on the high mountain.
为什么圣经要把殿跟山连在一起？
Why the word mountain and house are used together in the Bible?
山就是远离俗世。
Mountain, figuratively, tells us it is away from the mundane world.
所以一个人爬到了高山就离开这个俗世。
Once you have climbed to the height of the mountain, you are away from the mundane and profane world.
那么这个殿盖在高山上就是表示灵城的高处。
When the house of God is erected on the high mountains, it represents the high spiritual level of accomplishment.
这个表示说教会是一个属灵的地方。
The church should be a spiritual place.
不是一个属世的团体。
Rather than an organization belonging to the world.
所以我们来教会就是要追求属灵。
When we come to the church, we pursue things spiritual.
那从另外一方面说，不要把世界的东西带到教会来。
And you can look at this from a different angle. That is, we should never bring worldly things and concerns into the house of God, the church.
现在这个社会有很多的基督教派。
There are many denominations around us.
有很多的基督教派很属灵。
And some of them are very spiritually oriented.
这个电子盖高山上。
They are erected and located on the high mountains.
但是有一部分的教派，它是盖在半山上。
Whereas some other churches are erected only halfway in the mountain.
半属灵半俗化。
Partially worldly and partially spiritual.
但是有一部分的教会是盖在平地上。
And yet still, some other churches are erected simply on at the foot of the mountain.
你进到这个教会，只感觉到说这是一个人的团体，而不是一个神的团体。
As you enter into that church, you immediately sense the worldliness of the church.
既然住在山上，所以我们来教会就是要追求上面的事。
Now, since the house of God should be erected on top of the high mountains, we should be here to pursue things spiritual.
先看哥罗西书第三章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章
Book of Colossians, chapter 3.
第一节一直到第三节
Chapter 3, verses 1 through
3. 在285页
Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求那在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。第三节
And 3.
你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。这一段圣经消极讲说我们不要思念地面的事，因为我们对世界来说已经死了。
We must not set our affections thoughts on things on the earth, because we are dead in terms of worldly affairs.
啊，从正面来说，就是我们要追求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
But a more positive note tells us that we ought to set our thoughts and affection on things above, where our Lord Jesus Christ is sitting.
啊，这个上面的事就是神的事，就是天国的事，就是属灵的事。
Things above refers to things spiritual and things pertaining to the heavenly kingdom and God.
所以一个人要追求属灵的事，一定要到神的殿，就是教会来追求。
In order to pursue things spiritual, we must come to the church to receive.
好，那么这个原则在应用上也值得我们啊来教会参加聚会应该有一个态度。
In actual realistic terms,we must come to the church with the correct attitude.
好，请看以赛亚书五十八章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 58.
在八百七十页。
Isaiah, chapter 58.
十三节到十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。第四节
Verse 14.
你就以耶和华为乐，耶和华要使你承驾地的高处，又以你的主雅各的产业养育你，这是耶和华亲口说的。这里以赛亚先知被神感动，他说这一段话是神亲口说的。
The prophet Isaiah was inspired by God, and he said in the end of the verse, this was from the mouth of the Lord.
就是人来教会遵守安息日的态度。
So these two verses spell out the correct attitude with which we must have to come to the world to observe the Sabbath.
十三节讲在安息日要调转脚步。
We must turn away our foot from the worldly things on Sabbath day.
前六天我们的脚都是在世界上打滚。
The first six days of the week, we set our foot in the world.
但是到了第七天
，But on the seventh day,
要回转方向，我们的脚要踏上属灵的方向。
We must turn away from worldly things, and we must set our foot on things spiritual.
好，那接下来就讲在安息圣日不以操作为喜乐。
And we mustn't find pleasure in laboring.
就是我们本来有在做工，如果自己控制得了，安息日是休息。
We mustn't do our own pleasure on the holy day, and it is a day of rest.
那么要在下面讲，要称安息日甚至为可尊重的。
And furthermore, in verse 13, it reads, "And call the Sabbath a delight."
那么怎么尊重安息圣日呢？
And how can we call this day a day of honor?
不办自己的私事。
We mustn't do our own things in our own ways.
因为这一天是神的。
Because this is the day belonging to God.
有的人整天都献给神。
Some people, they dedicate the entire day of Sabbath to the Lord.
但是有一部分的人在安息日下午就有很多排满的这个节目。
But some others would arrange for themselves various kinds of activities.On Sabbath afternoon.
所以结果虽然你人来到教会，但是心不能安息。我们在挂虑下午聚完会还有什么节目。
Therefore, many people do come to the church to observe the Sabbath, and yet there is no peace of heart. They worried what would happen after the service.
我们教会有做生意很大的信徒，在安息生日他不收钱。
There are members of our church who have businesses and they are open on Sabbath days, but they do not.Make money on that day.
结果他的生意也是做得很好。
But still, they close their shops on Sabbath day without making money. But still, they do not lose business.
我们教会有一个姐妹做房地产，安息生日最忙一天。
We have a
sister. 但是她说我跟神约定，所以安息生日都没有 appointment.
We have a sister in our church, who is in real estate business, and Saturday is actually the busiest day. But she said she has an agreement with God.The Sabbath day must be kept holy.
好，所以他来教会，在这里敬拜神。
She comes to church without fail on Sabbath day to worship God.
他所做的还是得到神祝福。
But whatever she does, she is blessed by the Lord.
好，那么十三节的最后一段，最后一句说，不说自己的私话。
And we must not speak our own words.
好，这里自己的私话，特别是讲把世界的话语带进来。
This refers, of course, to worldly.Language and conversation.
我们最好在安息日讲的就是有关于信仰的。
It is best for us to talk about things pertaining to our faith on the day of Holy Sabbath.
然后关心别人信仰的情况。
show concern to the face of others.
关心这慕道者生活的需要。
And the needs of those people who are here to seek the truth.
不要把世界的玩乐，然后世界的这个事业赚钱的东西带到教会来。
We mustn't bring to the church on Sabbath day things of worldly nature.
因为这个殿是筑在高山上。
Because this temple of God, this house of God, is built on the high mountain.
所以人来到圣殿就是要追求心灵上的洁净。
Therefore, we come here, come forth to the house of God.To seek after the purity and sincerity of heart.
耶稣来到世界是道成为肉身。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is God who came to the world in flesh.
他要成为人的样式才能救人。
He must adopt the likeness of man in order to save us.
那我们现在要进入耶稣的天国。
But now for us to enter into His kingdom,
这个手续要反过来。
The process and requirement must be reversed.
我们现在有肉身。
We have flesh.
我们要成为神的样式。
But we must have the likeness of God.
就是肉身成道，然后才能进天国。
That is, we must transform our flesh, our fleshly body, into the spiritual body before we can enter into that kingdom.
那么这个过程就是莲花的一个过程。
And this process is one of spiritualization.
就是在教会里面造成的。
And it can only take place.In the church or the house of God.
所以一个教会如果真正住在高山上，很属灵。每一次来到教会以后，我们觉得说我们灵性被洗净了。
If the church is really erected on the high mountain, and we do feel that our spirit and soul is cleansed every time,
请看马可福音十一章。
Then it will be fine and good. Let us turn to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章。
Book of Mark, chapter 11.
十五节到十八节。
Chapter 11, verses 15 through 18.
十五节，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进了圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。十六节。
16.
也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。十七节。
17.
便教训他们说，经上记不是记着吗？我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝。十八节。
And verse 18.
祭司长和文士听见这个话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又害怕他，因为众人都吸取他的教训。这里说有一次耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
Once Jesus came to Jerusalem.
他来到圣殿。
And came into the temple.
看到很多人在那里做买卖。
And saw many people were conducting business.
就是在那里卖鸽子。
They were selling doves and pigeons.
这个鸽子就是要奉献用的。
And they were to be used for sacrifices.
那么很多的人就拿着器具，从多的人就拿着器具从圣殿里跑来跑去。
And people were carrying vessels, going back and forth, in the temple.
耶稣很生气，就把这个桌子倒出来，鸽子赶出去，接近圣殿。
And Jesus was very angered, so he overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them which sold.
所以我们今天来到神的殿我们大家保持这个神的殿的属灵气氛。
So as we come forward to the house of God today, we must keep the godliness within here.
我们在台湾有一些信徒在教会里面标会。
We have some members in Taiwan where they have their monetary gatherings.
结果祷告的时候，不是为圣工祷告，就求神让我标到会。
Instead of praying for the advancement of the holy work.They pray that they would be the successful bidder in that activity.
那后来教会负责人开会说，这样教会会不好啊，没有属灵。
The church board held a meeting and saw this tendency must not continue.
就告诉他们说，不要在教会标会。
And told these people that they should not do monetary bidding in the church.
结果后来他们找一找，跑到厨房标会。
Then they moved from the chapel to the kitchen.
就说这里不是教会。
And they claim that the kitchen is not the chapel.
就是这个就讲我们在教会里面就是尽量要追求上面的事，山上的事，属灵的事，不要把世界的带进来。
These examples tell us that as we come forward to the house of God, we must pursue wholeheartedly things spiritual and pertaining to God.
这个圣殿第二个特色就是圣殿是人献祭的地方。
And the second characteristic of the house of God is that this is a place where we offer sacrifices.
以色列百姓他们要献祭都要到圣殿来。
The Israelites had to go to the house of God in order to offer a sacrifice.
那么在这里献祭里面，神与人复合，他得到神的恩典。
Now, during the sacrifice, man and God are united, and they can receive the blessing from God.
所以摩西告诉以色列百姓说, 你们到圣殿的时候不可以空手来见神。
Therefore, Moses said to his people that as you come to the house of God, you mustn't come empty-handedly.
请看出埃及记23章。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 23.
出埃及记23章。
Genesis, chapter 23. Book of Genesis, chapter
23, verse 14.
Yes, excuse me, it's Exodus, not Genesis. It's Exodus, chapter 23, verse 14 to 17.
你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐在亚比月内向我所定的日期，吃无酵饼七天，谁也不可以空手朝见我，因为你是这月初埃及的。这个地方，摩西告诉以色列百姓说，人到去朝见神不可以空手朝见神。And
Moses told his people that people must not come to the temple of God with empty hands.
就是要带一点礼物。They
must bring with him a gift.
有一些比较有钱的带牛羊来。
Some who were well-to-do would bring livestock.
那耶稣的父母亲他们比较穷，所以他们去圣殿的时候就是带鸽子。
But the parents of Jesus were poor. They went to the temple with doves in their hands.
但是毕竟就是不能够空姐来朝见神。
Regardless of what they bring, they did not come empty-handedly.
今天我们所讲这个空手朝见神，不是指着金钱上的奉献。
Of course, when we talk about this today, we are not referring to coming with things material in our hands. Because in the New Testament era, many interpretations are now viewed spiritually. Let us turn to 1 Peter.
第二章,
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章,
1 Peter chapter 2.
第四节,
Verse 4.
336页, 新约圣经,
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
主乃是活石, 固然是被人所弃的, 却是被谁所拣选所宝贵的, 第五节,
verse 5.
你们来到主面前, 也就像活石, 被建造成为灵宫, 做圣洁的祭司, 借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭, 这里说主耶稣是一块有生命的石头。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a living stone.
那么每一个信耶稣的也是一个有生命的石头。
We also are lively stones.
那么我们每一个人跟耶稣联合起来就是一个属灵的宫殿。
We can be joined and together build up a spiritual house.
那么在这个宫殿里面我们像祭司。
Within this palace, we can be compared to high priests.
那么祭司的工作就是要献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And the holy priest, a priest is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以教会是一个属灵的宫殿。
Therefore, the church is a spiritual temple.
那我们来教会就是要献灵祭。
We come here to offer spiritual sacrifices.
不能够空手来。
We mustn't come empty-handed.
不是说你不能够没有奉献来教会。
We're not saying that you shouldn't come without monetary offering.
而是不能够没有带属灵的祭物来见耶稣。
But rather, what we're saying here is that you mustn't come without any spiritual gift.
那什么是属灵的献祭?
How do we define spiritual sacrifice or gift?
来看希伯来书13章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
在326页。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书13章。 15节到16节,
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神, 这就是承认主名之人嘴唇的果子, 16节,
16.
只是不可以忘记行善和捐书的事, 因为这样的祭是神所悦纳的。 这里在讲两种的灵祭。
There are two kinds of spiritual sacrifices mentioned here.
第一个是嘴唇的果子。
First is the fruit of our lips.
特别讲是赞美神。
And more specifically, we should give thanks to the Lord.
所以我们来到圣殿里面祷告，感谢神，颂赞神，这就是在献灵祭。
Actually, when we come forward and in our prayer, we praise the Lord and give Him thanks. That's the spiritual sacrifice we're offering.
啊，很多人在地面上感谢神、颂赞神，神在天上听了就很高兴。
Many people, if they join their praises, God will be pleased in heaven.
即使你没有能力奉献，你来这里感谢神、颂赞神，就是在献祭。
Even if you are poor enough to not offer any monetary things, but if you come here with praises and thanksgiving, that's a sacrifice you are offering.
那这嘴唇的果子也可以讲我们日常生活讲了一些造就人的话。
The fruit of our lips can also be interpreted as the edifying words we speak.
啊，那这种造就人的话啊，带到神的面前就是一种献祭。
If we bring forth to the Lord words of edification,That's another form of sacrifice.
那十六节讲行善跟捐书的事情。
Verse 16 talks about how to do good and how to communicate.
从上个礼拜六一直到现在。
From last Sabbath till today.
有七天。
There has been 7 days.
那么这个七天中，我们如果有做任何的善事
，If we have done any good deeds in the past 7 days, helping others,
那我们把它带来。见神就是在献祭。
We can bring these good deeds to the Lord and present them to the Lord in the form of sacrifice.
所以神很喜欢看到人在行善。
God will be pleased if He sees us to do good.
这是一种灵祭。
This is another spiritual sacrifice.
我看过一篇文章。
I've read an article before.
描写一个父亲在教小孩子。
Which describes how a father teaches his son.
后来这个小孩子成为美国一个很有名的慈善家。
This child later became a very well-known philanthropist in this country.
这个父亲告诉他孩子。
And the father said to the son,
他说你活着，你的责任不算是你自己。
To live, you mustn't take yourself as a sole responsibility.
每一个你周围的人，你对他都有责任。
All those people around you, must be shown unto them your responsibility.
这个父亲从小就教导他小孩子，你不要有私心啊！每一个人的需要，你有能力就是你的责任。
So from his early childhood, he was taught a sense of responsibility, of helping others.
所以他长大以后就很喜欢帮助别人，觉得说这就是他责任。
He grew up in that environment, so he later could become a philanthropist.
那么在神看起来，这种善行就是一种灵祭。
In the eyes of God, to do good deeds like this, is in fact a spiritual sacrifice.
那再看诗篇一百四十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm number 144.
一百四十二。
Excuse me, 142.
诗篇一啊，对不起，一百四十一篇第二节。
Psalm 141, rather. Okay, Psalm number 141,
第二节。
Verse 2.
愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手如献晚祭。啊，大卫在这里说
，King David wrote here，
说我的祷告好像香在你面前。
Let my prayer be set forth before thee an incense。
啊，祷告的声音好像香祭上达到神的面前。
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice。
啊，下一句说我们举手，举手就是一种祈祷。我们的祷告啊，举手祈祷就好像献晚祭一样。
And once we pray and lift up our hands。We are actually offering an evening sacrifice.
所以很重要，我们来到教会要祷告。
It is therefore essential for us to come to the church and offer prayers.
那么这种祷告在神的面前就是一种献灵祭。
And if we offer prayer together, then our prayer can be regarded as a spiritual offering.
所以圣经里面讲，圣殿就是献祭的地方。
Therefore, according to the Bible, the house of temple of God is a place where we offer sacrifice.
第三个。
And thirdly,
圣殿就是神所施恩祝福的地方。
The third characteristic of the church is that it is a place where God blesses.
啊，旧约时代的这个圣殿，至圣所里面有一个施恩的宝座。
In the Old Testament, there is a throne of grace in the Most Holy.
那么大祭司每一年有一次要带着动物的血进入至圣所。
The high priest must bring with them the blood of an animal.Annually into the holiest place to offer sacrifice.
那么在至圣所，大祭司替所有的百姓祈求福气。
The high priest would pray for blessings for all his people.
那么在这个施恩的宝座前，神会答应赐福给他们。
And God would bless them and give them grace before his throne of grace.
那么今天这个施恩的宝座就是在教会里面。
This throne of grace, as we find in Old Testament, is found in the church today.
因为教会就是神的殿。
Because the church today is the house of God.
我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of
希伯来书第四章。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews, chapter 4.
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便应当持定所承认的道。十五节
15.
因为我们的大祭司并不是能不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。十六节
And 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为着要得灵恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。这里说主耶稣是大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a high priest.
我们有任何的软弱困难，可以坦然无惧来求他。
And let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy if we have any needs at all.
我们就会得到神的恩典。
We will then receive His grace.
所以，一个常常亲近神、亲近圣殿的人
，A person who draws near to the temple of God and the throne of grace,
一个人会常常得到神祝福。
Will receive God's blessings always.
那么，这种关心神的殿呢？在以色列百姓的体验最深刻。
The Israelites probably were the most concerned about the well-being of the house of God.
他们关心神的殿，结果他们就兴盛。
Because they were concerned about the well-being of the house of God, they prospered.
那么他们没有关心神的殿，他们就衰微。
Whenever they failed to show this kind of concern, they were not prosperous.
我要举两个例子。
I'd like to give you two examples.
好，我们现在看哈该书。
Let us turn to the book of Haggai.
Haggai 书第一章。
Book of Haggai, chapter 1.
在旧约圣经1107页。
Book of Haggai, chapter 1.
Haggai 书第一章第一节到第六节。
Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒铁大的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，第二章第二节
，verse two，
万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未到。第三节
，verse three，
那时耶和华的话还临到先知哈该。第四节
，four，
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？第五节
，verse five，
现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要审查自己的行为。第六节
，and six，
你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱。喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。在哈该先知那个时代里面
，In the time of the prophet Haggai，
每一个人都顾自己的生活
，People only concerned about their own well-being，
所以他们住得很好
，Therefore they dwell good in good houses，
但是神的殿荒凉
，And yet the house of God was in ruins。
所以神的先知被神感动勉励他们说：“我们来建神的殿吧。”
The prophet of God was inspired by him, so he advised his people to build the temple of God.
大家同样说时候还没有到。
But they replied by saying the time is not come.
那因为他们对神的殿关心不够。
And this was because they didn't have the deep concern for the well-being of the house of God.
所以神对他们祝福就减少。
The blessings of God, therefore, also diminished proportionally.
很多人很劳力去耕种，收的很少。
Many people labored, yet they harvested none.
要得到了工钱，但是口袋破一个洞。
They did have an income, yet they earned wages, but they put them in a bag with holes.
就是很多不必要的这个花费都花掉了。
So they have to pay expenses, for those unnecessary items.
我在看这一张圣经节，我在看活水啊，第二期的这个封面。
When I was reading this verse, I also was referring to the cover of the Living Water, number 2.
这张相片大概是15年前照的。
And this cover, picture was taken about 15 years ago.
从这张照片可以看出台湾三地教会的信仰。
From this cover, you can probably sense the kind of faith prevailing in the mountains regions in Taiwan.
在一个村落里面，中间有一间会堂。
In the little village, as you can see from the cover, right at the center of the village is the church.
在高山上，这个会堂是钢筋水泥盖的。
And in the high mountain area, that church is built with concrete.
然后铺上红瓦。
And with red tile.
然后有地板，水泥地板。
And also with cement floor.
但是在周围的房子。
But if you look at the houses surrounding this chapel,
每一个人都是住茅草的房子,
you'll find the members of the church live in little huts and shanties.
所以这张的照片充分显示这个台湾三地的信徒15年前的时候, 啊, 他们对神的爱超过对自己的爱。
By looking at this picture, you can certainly feel that the love of these people toward God far exceeded the love they had toward themselves.
可能我们在属灵的知识超过台湾三地的信徒。
In terms of spiritual knowledge, we probably are superior to those believers in the mountainous regions in Taiwan.
但是如果要论到实际上对神的殿的关心跟爱, 可能他们超过我们。
But when we come to talk about our love and concern for the house of God, they are ahead of us.
所以他们在这几年里得到神很大的祝福。
In the past decades, they have been tremendously blessed by the Lord.
因此我们要关心神的殿。
It is therefore necessary for us to be concerned with the house of God.
它是神祝福的地方。
Because it is a place where the blessings of God are found.
那关心的方法很多。
There are many different ways to show our concern.
我们关心教会的软弱的。
We concern about the members who are weak of the church.
我们关心慕道的朋友。
We are concerned about those who are here to seek for the truth.
我们关心教会的钱财情况。
Or we are concerned about the financial status of the church.
这个都是关心的方法。
These are different forms of your concern.
越多人关心这个教会越容易兴旺。
The more concern shown by different people, the more prosperous is the church.
教会越兴旺, 每一个信徒会得到越多的恩典。
And the more prosperous the church, the more blessings each member will receive therefrom.
圣工会越来越发达。
And the holy work will also advance quickly.
我这次在旧金山灵会听到一个弟兄见证。
I heard a testimony given by a brother in San Francisco through a convocation.
他才从台湾搬来。
This brother just immigrated from Taiwan recently.
他讲最近台北教会发生一件事情。
And he said recently there was a major event in Taipei Church.
有一个女士她在医院服务。
A lady who was working in the hospital.
她信佛教。
Who was a Buddhist.
她本来要打算去当尼姑。
She at first was committed to become a nun.
头发要削掉当尼姑。
To shave her hair and to become a nun.
有一天, 她看到一个异象。
But one day, this lady saw a vision.
一个很大的十字架。
In which there appeared a large cross.
这个十字架的一边写真耶稣, 没有写教会。
And on the one hand of the cross, it says true Jesus. But the word church is not there.
另外一边写使命重大。
And the other side of the cross bears the inscription that the mission is hard.
那么最下面是台北教会电话号码。
And down the bottom of the cross, there was the telephone number of the church in Taipei.
她是不敢相信。
And this lady couldn't believe it.
她也没有接触过基督教。
And she had never before been exposed to Christianity.
后来圣灵的力量就拉她的手去拨电话。
But the power of the Holy Spirit moved her and so help her to dial the number.
那后来教会知道了。
Later on, the church learned about her desire.
就赶快去接触她, 然后传道理给她。
Went to talk to her about the truth of the Bible.
最后她来相信教会, 让教会受洗。
Later accepted the faith and was baptized into Christ.
我们看那个地区的圣工越来越发达。
And the holy work of the area really has prospered.
一个人没有人传道理他,给他,竟然神会用这种方法。
Even without anyone to preach to this lady, but God did his work and influenced her.
我们今天觉得福音不好传。
Today we have sensed that it is very difficult to preach the gospel.
其实真正的原因是神没有在动工。
But the true factor is that God has not worked.
如果神真的在动工,
if God is working with us,
他会用这个方法照很多人的, 其实电话号码写给很多人看,
and he can certainly reveal to many people our telephone numbers.
因为他有不同的方法显照人,
God has different ways to call on different people.
那么要神在这个教会里面动工,
but again, in order to have God working with us,
就是我们每一个人要关心神的点,
we must each be concerned with the well-being of the house of God. Let us now sing hymn together. Sing hymn number 8.
215首.
Hymn number 8.
我在台北教会住过一个月。
I stayed for a month in Taipei Church.
每天早上5:30一直到9:00, 不断都有人来教会祷告。
From early in the morning, 5:30, till late at night. There were people coming in and out of the church to pray every day.
有人上学前先来祷告半小时才去学校。
Some would come to pray in the morning before they go to school for half an hour.
有的家庭主妇买菜以前先来祷告才去买菜。
Some housewife would come to the church to offer prayer before they even go to the market to shop.
所以我在传道房里面听到不断的祈祷声音，真的感觉到这就是一个祈祷的殿。
In the preacher's room, I often heard voices of prayer. I really felt that was a house of prayer.
我们希望我们南加州教会啊，这两间的教会都能成为祈祷的殿。
It is our hope that the two churches in Southern California, in Monte and Garden Grove, can become truly houses of prayer.
在南加州这个地方，中国人很多。
There are many Chinese here in Southern California.
所以我们的使命很重大。
Among the Chinese, of course, other communities, our mission is great.
我们要特别祷告，求主耶稣亲自动工。
We ought to pray to the Lord to work with us and on our side.
当然，我们也希望求神能够打开往外传道的门。
Of course, it is our sincere desire to preach the wonderful gospel to other communities as well.
让所有的人都能够接触到得救的福音。
So that all can be exposed to the wonderful gospel of salvation.